You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1494 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey guys.
Tracy, we're going to do some more Tombstone. Only because we'll probably do some of the well-known stories too in here. But I did have a few more of the lesser-known ones that I want to cover. But I don't know if it's enough for the full episode.
Okay.
Here's one. Nellie Cashman's Restaurant. I don't think I've heard of this one, and it's really short. Many customers and employees of this restaurant have reported hearing crashing sounds that were unexplainable. Nothing was thrown, broken, or found to be the source of the disruption. Other noises, such as muffled voices, have been heard as well, but their source is never found out. As with many hauntings, the lights unexplainably turn off and on, and they have cold spots often found throughout the establishment. This one is, I think it's pronounced Schieffelin Hall. The sounds of boot spurs have been heard here. Once an entire group that was touring the building heard these sounds. At first, they thought the sounds seemed as if they were coming from around the corner. And then the sounds seemed like they were coming from within the building. Consequently, orbs are often caught on film here, as well as the rest of the haunted buildings in Tombstone.
So I wonder if they kind of all just stopped and said, wait, listen, y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Does that sound like boot spurs to you?
I wonder what spurred them to stop and listen.
You don't.
The old Wells Fargo stage stop. Apparitions of stagecoach drivers and cowboys have been spotted roaming the street near this building. The sounds of footsteps and spurs have also been heard in this area. The smell of cigar smoke and whiskey have also been reported here.
It's hard to believe that Wells Fargo went back that far. It just seems weird, I guess.
They were kind of the ones that started
The whole thing, yeah. And look, it's still going so strong. That's amazing.
I know it. Big Nose Kate's Saloon.
Wait, did we just talk about her?
No, we talked about Big Nose Kate.
Oh.
But I remember I said she had her own saloon as well.
Oh.
It's the former Grand Hotel.
I wonder what her nose looked like.
It was
how big it was.
It was big. Well, it was so big.
Oh, that's what she's had.
Many paranormal claims have been made about this restaurant and saloon. The building itself was at one time the three-story Grand Hotel. The hotel was built in 1880, but fire swept through and gutted the structure in 1882. The damage the fire caused is a shame. The Grand Hotel must have been very grand indeed. The place was said to be luxuriously furnished with solid walnut furniture and expensive, stunning decor. The hotel apparently had 16 comfortable rooms. These rooms and the bar area were popular after the hotel opened, and they were graced with the presence of such names as Doc Holliday, Wyatt and Virgil Earp, and the Clanton Gang. After the fire, most of the building lay in a heap in the basement. Some of the grand arches were salvageable, and two of the long bars were saved. One of the long bars still stands in the saloon today.
That's cool.
The other is located in the Birdcage Theater. Can you imagine standing at a bar where Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp brothers, or where the Earp brothers once stood? Amazing. Big Nose Kate's Saloon now stands proudly in the place of the Grand Hotel, and it's as haunted as ever. During the days at a hotel, there was a janitor whom everybody called Swamper. Swamper spent his days doing handyman work in the hotel, and in return, the hotel provided residence for him in the basement. Probably the whole house, the whole thing fell on him when it burnt
down.
Probably
so, yeah.
Swamper's room was humble, but it was at least a roof over his head. Swamper learned that his room was not far from the tunnels in the silver mine, so when he would finish his work for the hotel each day, he would then go to his room in the basement and dig for hours.
Oh my gosh.
He did finally reach the mining tunnels. It's assumed that he collected quite a bit of silver, but none of it was ever found after he died. Swamper's spirit is believed to haunt the basement of Big Nose Kate's. His self-dug tunnel still remains there, intact, and moaning has been heard from coming inside.
Well, I mean, I'm glad he was digging for something. I surely wasn't just bored.
Yeah, he was digging to get to the silver mines.
Dang.
Many have seen the fleeting apparitions of cowboys standing at the bar or in the doorways. Many witnesses have heard singing or talking in empty rooms. Items have been unexplainably knocked off shelves or tables. Doors have been witnessed to open and close on their own, and lights turn on and off without any help from the living. The mannequins on the false balcony are said to be moved around, tossed over the railing by some unseen force. Cold spots and gusts of cold air have been felt in many areas of the building. In the basement, one woman claimed to have felt hands around her throat. Also, many women have been shoved while going down the stairs. Voices and footsteps are also heard in the area.
I wonder why they just shove women.
I don't know.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe he had a problem with women.
Well, don't be maybe rude.
It might not be him doing it, but...
Hmm.
So, all right. That wraps up that one, and oddly enough, I still have a bunch more. So, we're going to do some more tomorrow to finish out the week.
Yay.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1495 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, yo?
Tracy, we're going to finish the week talking about more Tombstone, because there's just a whole bunch more stories that I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
This one's the Connor Hotel. This is, this is why. This is in Jerome, Arizona. No wonder.
Oh.
So it's not really in Tombstone. So we'll do it anyway. Jerome, Arizona. It just sounds like a name of a town that would be like... I don't know.
Sound like you
punkish.
Sounds like you could sing a song after it, like Jerome, Arizona.
Okay.
I don't know. I just made that up.
I know you did.
Crap.
Anyway, the hotel burned down not once but twice. Hotel owner David Connor took advantage of his property's insurance and rebuilt it for the third time in 1898.
Wait, are you telling me this thing's burnt down three times?
No, it burnt down twice, but he rebuilt it. The third time.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So it burned down twice,
yeah.
Built three times.
Okay. Whoa. I think I'd forget about it and move on.
The building that stands today was one of the finest hotels of its time. All of the second floor rooms had electricity, wood stoves, and call buttons.
Dang.
The first floor had card rooms, billiard tables, and other activities to entertain the guests.
Dang, that's real fancy.
The hotel even owned a bus that took guests to the train depot.
Well, that's really nice.
So, I mean, they were like the first shuttle service.
Sure.
One of the first shuttle services. At the west end of the building, there was a counterfeit storefront that contained a bordello. The cat house opened up to the legendary Husband's Alley. When the Jerome mines began to decline, so did the famous hotel. The upscale establishment closed its doors in 1931.
Because them damn wives got wind of it. Made sure they didn't go over there no more.
It wasn't those tunnels that closed that caused the problem. It was the the silver tunnels, the mining tunnels. Once those closed, that's where the problem
was. Oh, well, that probably was.
That's
it.
Where the money dried up.
Yeah, I guess so.
In the 1950s, the building was used for several purposes, mostly little shops to attract tourists. In 2000, renovation began and the building was once again returned to its grandeur as a hotel. Everything comes around again if you just let it.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, many supernatural reports have been made about this structure. In room one, an unseen woman's whispers, scratching noises, and other unexplainable sounds have been heard.
Man, I thought you said whiskers at first.
No, whispers.
And then you said scratching. I'm like, oh my God, it's a cat.
No, but when we went to Gatlinburg over the weekend, we went in that one souvenir shop. There was a woman that had a lot of whiskers.
Oh, did she ever?
She had a lot of
whiskers, like almost a beard.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
Teach their own.
That's right. Flaunt it.
One living occupant of this room got the surprise of his life when someone or something unseen laid down on top of him in the middle of the night.
What?
We're staying in that room when we go.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
The poor man was so frightened that he spent the remainder of the night in his vehicle. In room five, strange noises and hot and cold spots have been reported. The television, lights, laptops, and other electronics have been reported to malfunction. Also, it's been claimed that when this room is empty, the alarm clock sometimes goes off on its own, even though no one has set it.
Like at different times or the same time every day, I wonder.
It didn't say.
Hmm.
Just a point that it's not set and it goes off.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
The second floor bathroom, that reminds me, next time I go to a hotel, I'm going to set the alarm clock So the next person that comes in has it go off on them. Set up like 2 a.m.
Oh, nice. That'll be lovely.
This apparently took place in the second floor bathroom. A woman was using the facilities when she heard a man softly call her name. If she thought she was hearing things, she was quickly comforted when he called for the second time. The woman was alone on the second floor at the time, and she quickly made her way back downstairs. So somebody was calling her name in the bathroom, and she was the only one out there.
Wow. Well, at least they knew her name.
This is true. In the stairs in the hallway, investigative paranormal photographers felt that they were being followed around the hotel by some unseen entity. Later, when their film was developed, they found they had captured the vortex of an apparition of the stairs. Yeah.
Sounds Wouldn't exciting. It be funny, though, if you thought somebody was following you and then just all of a sudden you just stopped, turned around and said, oh, would you quit following me? Did you, you think the apparition would like back up like, dang, okay.
Yeah, everybody else is excited about it. What's your issue?
Yeah.
In the bar and other areas of the building, people have reported being touched by some unseen hand and having odd feelings that made their hair stand on end. On the first floor gift and artist shops, the apparitions of a man and a woman have been seen wandering around and like to startle the customers. Well, I mean, they want to check and see what's going on. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, they just want them to get their money's
worth.
They're
window shopping.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, that wraps it up for us this week. Thank you so much.
Love y'all.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.